This is VOA News. By your remote, I'm Tommy McKinney. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says that America is still facing the kind of racism and white supremacy that led to a Tulsa massacre that occurred 100 years ago.
What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism, but the through line that exists today still. Yeah. Just close your eyes. Remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago on television.
In 1921, on May 31st and June 1st, a white mob, including some people hastily deputized by authorities, looted and burned Tulsa, Oklahoma's Greenwood District, which was referred to as Black Wall Street. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed, and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into intermittent camps, or internment camps, I should say, and they were overseen by the National Guard, burned bricks in a fragment of a church basement, or about all that survived today of the more than 30-block historically black district. China's chief trade envoy talked with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday. The Chinese government said, but they gave no indications when the negotiations on ending their tariff war might resume. Talking by video link, the Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen discussed the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern. That's according to a Commerce Ministry statement. It gave no further details. U.S. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict launched by his predecessor, Donald Trump, who raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. This is VOA News. Australian and North American units of the world's largest meat plants were hit over the weekend by an organized cyber attack on its information systems. Brazil's JBS said in a statement the attack caused its Australian operations to shut down on Monday. The company said it was working to resolve the incident. The attack shut down operations across several Australian states. That's according to JBS Australia Chief Executive Officer Brent Eastwood, talking to industry news website Beef Central Sunday. The world's largest meat packer has operations in Canada and the United States, which on Monday marked the U.S. Memorial Day public holiday. The U.S. formally ends the policy forcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Biden administration formally ended the Trump-era migrant protection protocols Tuesday, doing away with the policy that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration court. The shift was announced by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in a seven-page memo. The policy had returned about 70,000 asylum seekers to Mexico from January 2019 until Biden's first day in office this year. Representative John Katko of New York, the top Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee, called the move a very serious mistake. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Moderna now says that it is seeking full FDA approval for its COVID-19 vaccine. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
More than 124 million doses of Moderna's vaccine have already been given in the U.S. under emergency use authorization. Now, the drug maker's following Pfizer in pursuing full approval for use in adults. Moderna says it has started submitting data from its large-scale vaccine studies. It's also planning to seek emergency use approval this month for use in teens. After reporting last week, the vaccine appears safe and effective in kids as young as 12. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization Tuesday issued an emergency use listing for the COVID-19 vaccine made by Sinovac in adults age 18 and older, the second such authorization it has granted to a Chinese company. In a statement Tuesday, the UN Health Agency said data submitted to its experts showed that two doses of the vaccine prevent people from getting symptoms of COVID-19 in about half of those who got the vaccine. And Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, said on Tuesday that it would be wrong to ignore warnings of a third coronavirus wave in the United Kingdom. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.